Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out, and we will create more and better jobs, and we will be in a great
state
again.
The city council is considering whether.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, we've talked a lot about the race for governor and Senate, but we haven't talked much about what can happen in the state House and Senate. What do you see happening to the political makeup of the legislature after this election?
Well, of course, the Democrats would very much like to control the Michigan House of Representatives, where Republicans have a 59-51 majority now. That's what it was in the last election. It doesn't look very likely. There may be Democrats could gain a couple seats, or they could not. But the main thing people are looking at behind the scenes is that there are three sort of very radical Tea Party members, Todd Corser, who almost got elected Republican state chairman last year, and Cindy Gamrat, who's sort of a disciple of his, and Gary Glenn, who's a longtime anti-abortion activist. These folks are likely to win legislative seats, and they're going to be very adamant about trying to move the House leadership far to the right. So this could be a real game changer, and if Governor Snyder's reelected, kind of a thorn in his side as well as that of the Democrats.
What about congressional races? Are there any surprises possible there?
There are conceivably four seats that are in some contention that shouldn't have been. We didn't think they would be. Fred Upton has always been a very safe Republican based in Midland. He's being challenged by Paul Clements, who's a political science professor at Western Michigan. But Upton's support has been eroding a bit. He's been moving to the right, maybe more right than his district in recent years. And a sort of unknown PAC funded, started by a Harvard professor, the Mayday PAC, came out of nowhere and is now poured more than $2 million into effort to defeat Fred Upton, so there may be some chance there. And in the 11th district, which is the most fascinating to me, where, of course, incumbent Congressman Kerry Benevolio was beaten in the primary by David Trott, the multimillionaire mortgage foreclosure expert and lawyer. Benevolio is running a write-in campaign. He called me yesterday. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today. And he would be very happy if he could defeat David Trott, whether he wins or whether the Democrat wins. And any vote that Benevolio gets is a vote taken away from Trott. So that's one to keep an eye on. The 8th District in Lansing, Mike Bishop, it's expected to be a Republican seat, but there's a lot of questions about his ties to Matty Maroon of the Ambassador Bridge. And Eric Schertzing, the Lucas County Treasurer, has been endorsed by the major newspaper in the district. And the 1st District, where Jerry Cannon, a Vietnam and Iraq War veteran, Democrat, is making an effort to defeat Dan Beneschek, the Tea Party Republican congressman. 2 years ago, Beneschek barely hung on to his seat by less than 2,000 votes.
And what ballot proposals are you following?
People have their eyes on the wolf hunting referendum. Now, there's two proposals in the ballot that are aimed at stopping wolf hunting. The kicker in this is that the legislature wanted to head this off. They didn't want people to have the right to make that decision, and so they sort of transferred the right to determine whether wolves are hunted or not away from the public's ability to affect that by referenda. But this will probably end up in courts, and of course the people who are against hunting wolves want a big anti-wolf hunting vote so they can sort of use that as ammunition. The one effect of all this we know for sure is because of these referenda, there will be no wolf hunt this year. There was one last year in which hunters took only half as many wolves as they could have, but there won't be a wolf hunt at all this year, and after that, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Jack. Well, we will recap the results of the election next Wednesday.
Take care and thank you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.